It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Who was just with the Queen the other day. How about that, Prime Minister? What a whirlwind trip through Europe you had, and pressed all the right flesh, didn't you? Did you have fun?
Oh, yeah, no, it was good. It was very busy. So, yeah, we managed to cover France, Germany and the UK. And, had a little agenda of things I wanted to tick off at New Zealand around trade and the like, but it was good.
What sort of things were the main things that CHOGM was about this year?
CHOGM, which, you know, is, when you think about it, amazingly diverse group, 53 leaders covering, you know, over 2 billion people, and, you know, predominantly across Africa and the Caribbean, and of course India at the table as well. And so we talk generally about issues around inclusiveness, prosperity, environmental issues. A lot of chat, for instance, because there are so many small island states across the Caribbean and the Pacific, yeah. A lot of talk about climate change, which was really heartening.
Was the climate change talk, was it just, were you just chewing the fat, or was it, were things, do people want to get things done? Are people making moves to actually, you know, do something about it? The larger nations.
Yeah, and I don't underestimate actually the value of having those smaller nations sitting aside the larger nations and having the conversations about the tangible impacts. Because I had one of those larger nations turn and say to me, "Look, I didn't realise in the Pacific how immediate some of this was." And so that's what's valuable about.
Which is pretty ignorant, really, isn't it? Naming any names, but you know.
Well, not everyone knows the story of Kiribati and Tuvalu. Not everyone in New Zealand would necessarily know the story of Kiribati and Tuvalu. So, you know, I don't hold any, hold any disdain or anything over that. But it's a chance for us to really socialise that more, though. So we were all signed up to the Paris Agreement, and the argument I was trying to make is that actually the CHOGM would be a great place for us to start talking about some of our work programmes. There was a lot of emphasis on oceans as well. We're each all going away in New Zealand that's doing a particular piece of work on acidification. UK's doing some work on plastics. So there is work underway, but I think there's a lot of potential there in the way we use CHOGM that we could enhance a bit, to be fair.
By all accounts, we did very well. Was there anything that came up where we were sort of told, hey, New Zealand, you guys need to sort yourself out with this?
No. And so I hear a lot of questions, from our media of some of these leaders like Macron and Merkel and the like while we were going through this trip, where they asked them about their view of New Zealand's position on various issues. And they seemed a little baffled to even have been asked, I have to be honest, because, all of the leaders I spoke to are really supportive of New Zealand's positioning on some of these international issues we're confronting at the moment, like the likes of Russia and its, the fact that it continues to operate outside international rules of law. And so, they were really positive about where we were positioned and about our goals to try and get the discussion back to the UN.
So you walked away with any sort of trade bonus, any sort of
I went over
like
really
a gift basket full of trade or something?
Yeah, well, I went over being quite focused on the EU free trade agreement.
Yep.
So that's quite a process. The EU has to vote to give the mandate to negotiators to even start talking to us about an agreement. They'll do that vote at the end of May, and we've known that there are a few issues around the impact of that agreement for a couple of countries. So I went over particularly focused on France and the agricultural community. And so having President Macron stand up and say, look, you know, it's looking positive for us, was something I was really heartened by. So not a done deal by any stretch, but definitely, I think, a bit closer than what we were.
And it must make a difference actually doing it face-to-face as well. And cut through a whole lot of diplomatic to-ing and fro-ing.
Definitely. And, you get to cover off a whole range of issues. And having those conversations actually real highlights talking to Macron and Merkel around some of the issues within Europe. And having a bit of a chance to talk about some of the things we're focused on as well. So it was good.
Plus, it must have been out of it meeting the Queen. Because like a year ago, you weren't even going to be the leader of the Labour Party.
True.
And now there's you and Clark rocking. Dude, I love that little shimmy before you walked in too. But rocking in to see the Queen. Did you ask her if she's a reptilian shapeshifter? You can't because you're the Prime Minister, I suppose.
That little shimmy was actually me forgetting protocol. I was meant to wait at the door until I was officially announced. And I just got ahead of myself and started walking straight in. So,
well, there you go.
There's going to be a faux pas in there somewhere. It was either I was going to use the wrong fork or I was going to. So that was probably the least of what could have happened.
Well, you're back home now and Anzac Day tomorrow.
Yes.
And it feels like it's more significant every single year. I like the tone of the sort of if there's a theme behind it, which is that not all wounds are on the outside. That's interesting. I guess that's represents a lot of our serving servicemen and women as well.
Yeah.
Whereabouts in the world at the moment? Whereabouts? We're not at war with anyone. So whereabouts are our New Zealanders serving?
And the ones that there'll be ones that people really, hear about. We've got a small number in Afghanistan. We have our most substantial deployment is in Iraq, where they're doing work to train security forces. So it's really focused on capacity building, which you often see when we do deployments. Either there are small groups that have individual specialised skills that are being asked for, or we're doing capacity building and reconstruction and the like. We've just, for instance, had someone deployed to Mali under a UN mandate. It's a very specific person to do a bit of work. We have people in South Sudan, small number, supporting supporting the work that the likes of David Shearer is doing under there. But you'll find that for those other deployments,
they're
much smaller numbers. Yeah. I have been talking about wanting to get a bit of a consolidated list out there so people can see across the globe where our people are, even if it's only a handful, one or two or three or four, just so we have that transparency and know the work that our troops are doing to contribute to what are usually international pieces of work.
We're held in high regard, aren't we, around the world, our army?
Yeah.
And Anzac, the Anzac celebration, the Anzac remembrance is really quite an occasion. Where will you be spending it?
So I'll be at the Auckland Memorial this year.
Oh, the classic museum during
the dawn service, which I've done before, and is always a huge turnout. And then I'll be doing local ones in Mount Albert, doing the rounds, trying to get across as many of them as I can. I've done dawn services since I was a little girl. I'd always go with my dad. I always used to, I could never quite understand why my grandfather, who served in World War II, he would never go. He would always get up, get dressed, and sit at the table in the kitchen, in the corner, for the whole morning, just not saying much at all. But he would never go to a service. And I was talking to, my dad about that. I think there was something for a lot of those bits that as I say, the long-standing impact that it had and will continue to have for our modern-day servicemen and women as well, that we do need to be really mindful of, and we do need to make sure that we've got that support around them. I had this conversation with someone at one of my local RSAs where he just talked about the long-term effect that Vietnam had on him, which would have been huge because not only did he experience in serving, there was that real... that kind of tough response when they returned. And so, I'm always mindful of that impact.
It's not something I ever want to even get close to experiencing, to be honest. It's horrible. Mm. And I think we have to spend that time tomorrow anyway, just making sure that we remember those that we've lost and those that are still with us.
And who
at one stage went over there for king and country or queen and country.
Yes. Yes, and what we can do to try and prevent those situations in the future.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
On that note, something that's been sort of skirted around for years and years and years is the Armenian genocide, which is today's the remembrance, as the anniversary of that, where believed up to 1.5 million Armenian civilians yes. living in Turkey were slaughtered, and it's never really been acknowledged by our government. I kind of get that because with the Gallipoli thing, we have a We're trying to, it's, our, you know, it's a Turkey thing, and the Turkish way to admit to it happening. So if we admit to it happening, then the Turkish say, yeah. But it's about time, isn't it? About time we sort of acknowledge that.
Yeah, and I've noticed that there's been a real different approach from a whole range of countries on this issue. And I was just reading it. I do want to read a little bit more about some of the history behind that and the decisions that have been made by successive governments. So it's something that that I haven't turned my mind to in a huge amount of detail. Of course, definitely aware of the scale of that, but in terms of the different acknowledgements that other governments have and haven't taken, so something I want to look at.
Especially with ethnic cleansing still going on in some of the nasty places around the world. Hey, Prime Minister, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. I'm glad you had a good time in Europe.
I did. My body clock is not having a good time.
I can't even imagine that.
But we'll get back on track.
All right. Hey, thank you very much. Talking to us. Speak to you again this time next week.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Talk soon.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.